Several days ago, a girl in GUN went on a blind date, and she ordered shark fin. And then, surprise, surprise, her date ran away before any of the dishes were served. So, I guess, I mean, let's take a look at this. Is shark fin soup a no-no to order on a first date or a blind date?
I think for anybody who has any common sense, they know that if you order shark fin soup, it doesn't make a good impression of you for the date, no matter women or men. So what does it mean if you order shark fin? First of all, probably spends a bit too much over the budget. I mean, a shark fin can be priced to 1,000 yuan or so, and also not really friendly to the environment and animals. And I really
do you think this young man ran away because he was worried about his date's attitude towards sharks or because of the price tag?
I think certainly the price tag does kick in, and I think it just seems to show that maybe this girl isn't really all that willing to really want to look for a boyfriend here, right?
I think it's good that she ordered the shark fin soup for 1,000 yuan. The reason is that instead of waiting and perhaps getting engaged and married before finding out how high maintenance she is, he knows immediately, and like the guy in the story, he can run a mile immediately and find a less high maintenance girlfriend. So he's done her a favor.
Well, actually, this girl is saying, this is according to reports, that she's just trying to test, like, see how how genuine this guy
that's
is, how serious that, he
a bit,
is.
It's asking for trouble to do that kind of thing.
Especially up front, is it?
Yeah, like, but also, the amount of controversy that has been around shark fin soup for the last three years or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to begin with. But I think we have some other examples here of blind dates or dates going wrong. So, for example, they went on a date, and one guy just all he did was order 2 vegetable dishes.
And that's it.
That's it.
So maybe he's a vegetarian, or he's just incredibly thrifty. And I don't think that really makes a great impression on the first date, because usually people try to impress the other party on the first date, don't they?
Well, I guess maybe he's a vegetarian, but then he could have, took out his wallet and showed her how much money he had or something, right?
He did say it's healthier to eat vegetables.
And the girl said, "Bite me, Healthy. I'm not seeing you again."
Was that his name? His name was Healthy?
Well, she had to bite him. There was nothing else to eat, was there? I mean, I think this whole business...
Not very much meat on him, though. He was a vegetarian.
True, especially if he was an impoverished one. The thing is about this, it's silly to test people in this way. Mm. People should just go out, order what they would normally want to eat for a reasonable amount of money. Because if some guy, he can't afford to buy the champagne and shark fin soup, maybe he's with the wrong girl. So if she really wants to eat that every time she goes out, she's going to need either her own money or a guy that can afford to pay for it.
Right.
So it's better that everyone knows where they are from the beginning, I think.
This kind of reminds me of a commercial that I've seen recently of a man that they're on a date. I'm not sure if it's a blind date or not, but a man and a woman, they're at a restaurant, a fast food restaurant, and he orders a big burger, and he seems like kind of a shy guy. And then he opens up the burger and just starts, just going nuts over it. Sauce is flying everywhere, but he's like really enjoying it and things like that. And then the woman is, at first you'd think she'd be really surprised and kind of disgusted. But as it goes on, she becomes much more like her face. It's like a face of admiration. She's like, "Oh, wow, this guy is so strong."
And so I just kind of wonder
if that's true as a man, at least, if eating a lot of food on a first date is a good idea.
No.
Well, I mean, in Western culture, they do say never, ever order anything with spaghetti and sauce on the first date, because it's going to go everywhere and it's hard to control. Haven't you heard that? Never order spaghetti bolognese on the first date. But I'm kind of intrigued by your comment earlier, John, and I want to ask Heyoung, if a guy that you're on a date with ordered 2 vegetable dishes, would you think he was cheap? But then if he opened his wallet and showed you tons of money...
Or just threw it at you.
Then I would certainly say goodbye to him, or without saying
why, because
that.
Why, because of the money or because of the vegetables?
Well, is it because he's cheap or because he's frugal when it comes to ordering?
Well, I think for usually the common sense is because you're trying to impress the other person. So, so I don't think, you know, just ordering two veggie dishes shows that you're really all that serious about it, about us. You know, so I,
what about the girls? I'm looking at one case here where one guy was complaining that he says a lot of girls are very irritating. They even bring someone else with them on a date.
Well, I think
that's kind of irritating, isn't it, Mark?
That's very irritating.
Maybe it is. I don't really understand. Maybe because it's a blind date, so you know the girl doesn't feel that she's all that safe without a companion or something. Or maybe they just want someone else's point of view. I don't really know. But I think
doesn't
all
that show
these,
that she's not serious about it?
I think it shows that she's super serious about it. That she's actually bringing another judge to the table or something like that.
Who would you expect to pay in that situation?
I don't know.
For the second girl.
I don't know. I mean,
what if the boy brings his mom?
This has happened.
Now we're getting into the realms
or the girl brings her father or something like
because
that.
Because it's not uncommon. It seems like for these blind dates, often if it's the parents who've picked the potential candidate, the parents could be present. I mean, that's a bit scary, but it's not uncommon. So all in all, we see all these really strange cases, and even like a pretty girl gets stood up because she appears too good to the man. But it's if you can show that both parties are sincere about it, I think, you know, none of you is being like taking it as a game, then I think there is a higher chance of success making it work here.
You know what I thought of when you said, you know, the taking the mother? I thought of Howard from The Big Bang Theory.
She never leaves her house, though.
She would insist on accompanying.